Unsure who to vote for? Want to know more about your local candidates? Black Press Media has asked candidates to provide a short biography as well as answer key questions to help readers understand more about who is running in their ridings in the upcoming federal election. Be sure to check back for updates and videos. Stephen Fuhrer, Liberal Party, Kelowna. Bio. Most people know me as a former MP or as someone running again in Kelowna, but I have also spent much of my career as a professional pilot. From flying military jets in the RCAF to working as a corporate pilot and serving as a Transport Canada pilot examiner, I have built a career grounded in precision, accountability, and high standards. Aviation taught me how to assess risk, make decisions under pressure, and take responsibility for outcomes. These are skills that translate directly to public service. Whether in a cockpit or in office, preparation, discipline, and sound judgment matter. As I seek to represent Kelowna again in 2025, I bring the same focus and sense of responsibility I have carried throughout my flying career. My commitment is to practical leadership that delivers results, strengthens our community, and puts service before politics. Crime. According to Statistics Canada, Kelowna's property crime rate decreased by 2% in 2024, and the crime severity index dropped by 7%. Despite these declines, a recent city survey found residents are still feeling less safe. Over the past several months, media stories also report that Kelowna business owners are fed up with repeated break-ins and vandalism. What specific measures need to be taken to address residents' and business owners' concerns? To address ongoing concerns about property crime and safety in Kelowna, we need targeted, collaborative solutions that focus on both accountability and support for those in need. First, I would advocate for habitual property crime legislation, ensuring repeat offenders face stricter consequences. This legislation would provide law enforcement with the tools to hold individuals accountable for their repeated criminal behavior, ensuring that repeat offenders don't continue to negatively impact our communities. This would build on existing bail reforms, with stricter measures to prevent the cycle of re-offending. Additionally, I would work closely with the City of Kelowna to address the root causes of crime, including mental health and addiction issues. It is crucial that we expand access to compassionate mandatory care, particularly for individuals whose mental health or addiction struggles intersect with criminal behavior. This would include secure treatment spaces and increased investment in programs like the Redfish Healing Center in BC, aimed at providing specialized care and rehabilitation. Finally, the federal government needs to increase accountability for provincial governments, ensuring they report back on the federal funding allocated for mental health and addiction programs. By working together, we can ensure safer communities for residents and businesses in Kelowna. Agriculture. If elected, how would you advocate for Okanagan farmers who are being impacted by both sides of the trade war? Farmers are having difficulty accessing affordable inputs that are largely produced in the USA, like fertilizer, and are fearful that they will be unable to sell products south of the border at a profitable price. Farming is vital to our region's economy and the food security of our country. Farmers face severe challenges due to climate change, trade uncertainties, profitability on exports, and rising costs like fertilizer. This calls for breaking down interprovincial trade barriers and securing new trade partnerships. As MP, I will advocate for local farmers, bringing concerns directly to Ottawa and pushing for policies that protect agriculture. This includes supporting the Liberal Party's plan to safeguard agri-food workers, increasing funding for farm equipment, boosting domestic food processing, and establishing new markets. Additionally, we have committed to permanently doubling revenue protection for farmers under the Agri-Stability Program, increasing coverage from $3 million to $6 million per farm to help mitigate revenue losses caused by tariffs, extreme weather events, and external shocks. The Okanagan is uniquely positioned to foster agri-tech innovation, and I will champion efforts to empower entrepreneurs and researchers developing homegrown solutions. By supporting technological and scientific breakthroughs, we can help our farmers stay competitive globally and strengthen our local economy. My party's vision for Canada's agriculture sector is key to supporting farmers and ensuring their continued success. Having a voice in Ottawa that understands the unique challenges and opportunities here is critical. Health. Kelowna has a significant senior population at 144,575, with 31,000 people over 65. Health Canada's What We Heard report from engagement on the Safe Long-Term Care Act found that most people would prefer to age at home with necessary supports. The Canadian Federation of Nurses and several national labor groups say that the act must be mandatory and enforceable. What are your thoughts on this stance? As a former MP, I understand the importance of addressing the needs of Kelowna's growing senior population, which is vital to the health of our community. With people retiring here and residents aging, ensuring access to quality health care and supports for seniors is critical. Health Canada's What We Heard report findings align with what many seniors in our community want: the ability to age at home with necessary supports. I support this desire, as it allows seniors to maintain their independence and contributes to a higher quality of life. To make this a reality, we need to ensure that home care services are adequately funded, staffed, and equipped. I also understand the concerns raised by the Canadian Federation of Nurses and other labor groups regarding the enforceability of the Safe Long-Term Care Act. Making the act mandatory and enforceable would provide much-needed accountability and ensure that seniors receive the level of care they deserve, whether they are in the home or a long-term care facility. If re-elected, I will continue to advocate for stronger investments in interior health, especially in home care services, ensuring our seniors can age with dignity, supported by the care they need, when they need it. Combating hate and discrimination. In light of rising levels of hate comments and actions targeting marginalized people, as reported by members of Kelowna's 2SLGBTQIA+ community, how would you ensure all Kelowna residents are safe from hate speech, bullying and harassment both physically and online, ensuring the safety and well-being of all Kelowna residents, especially those in marginalized communities such as the 2SLGBTQIA+ population, is crucial in light of rising hate speech and harassment. A culture of respect starts with leadership. The behavior of leaders influences how people interact with each other, from schoolyards to boardrooms. When leaders model inclusivity and integrity, it sets a standard for the entire community. Poor leadership, however, can lead to an environment where discrimination and hostility flourish. If elected, I will advocate for strong measures to combat hate, both online and offline. The Liberal Party's commitment to combating hate includes legislative changes to strengthen protections against hate speech and hate crimes, including amendments to the Criminal Code and the Canadian Human Rights Act. I will continue to push for better online harms legislation, which holds platforms accountable for harmful content, creating safer digital spaces. Additionally, we must foster inclusivity at the community level. Education and engagement are key, helping residents understand the impact of their words and actions and creating a culture of empathy and respect. By supporting programs that promote diversity and inclusion, we can ensure that all Kelowna residents feel safe, respected, and valued in their community. Representing Kelowna in opposition. If elected and your party doesn't form as government, how will you best represent your riding? If elected, even if my party does not form the government, I will continue to represent Kelowna and the Okanagan just as I always have, with determination and a focus on delivering results for our community. During my time as MP, I successfully brought over $160 million in federally funded projects to Kelowna and the Okanagan, working collaboratively with all levels of government to address local needs. It is crucial that we elect a government that can protect our community and enable us to thrive, particularly with the economic challenges we face. Under conservative leadership, communities are often left to fend for themselves, and that's not how we make progress. I have always advocated for the needs of our community, aggressively pushing for investments that foster growth, infrastructure, and jobs independent of any political party in power. Today, the gold-plated solution for Kelowna is a Liberal-led government that supports municipalities, regions, and provinces, with a Liberal MP who has a proven track record of delivering tangible results. My commitment to Kelowna is unwavering, and I will continue to work hard, no matter the political landscape, to ensure our community's voice is heard and our needs are met.